I've been honored tonight with the enormous pleasure of introducing Professor Shehrzad Mojab. And beyond this small quote of the official introduction, I have an opportunity here to say something that, from my heart in public, I feel even more shy than before, than I would saying it face to face. Shehrzad is a good friend, a wonderful teacher, but beyond that, she represents to me the meaning of commitment and the understanding with absolute clarity of what it means to be facing one's own mirror to develop consciousness constantly. Those who know Shehrzad know that's the way it is. There isn't a thing that goes by that she would allow to fly by without nailing it and questioning it and proudly doing it as a woman, and I'll dare to say that she might contradict it, as a very good Marxist. I hope I didn't classify you nowadays into some kind of trouble. But I would also like to say, quote from somebody else who's a friend in Colombia, who last August at an international women's march in Colombia, Yolanda Becerra, the leader of the women's popular organization in Barranca Bermeja, a city that has been under siege by paramilitaries who are actually the fascist arm of the Colombian armed forces that work for the Colombian armed forces funded by the U.S. government and are actually murdering innocent people and have been for years. And nobody hears about that as terrorism. And Yolanda has a group, works with a group of women in different neighborhoods in Barranca Bermeja, and unarmed women face these fascists, and that's why they have been under constant threat. Last Saturday, one of the houses that are called Casas de la Mujer, one of the women's shelters and houses for popular freedom and education, was destroyed by the paramilitaries. And Yolanda, whose life is under threat and has been for a long time, said this, and I translated. Fear is a strategy of the totalizing power. That is why the continuity of the courage of resistance, the commitment for life and against war, and the campaign against fear threaten the totalitarian project wherever it may be. That is why we are being persecuted. Because we confront fear, we are an enemy that can break the totalitarian structure. The campaign against fear is a political position. The struggle against fear is an ideological struggle, profoundly ideological. To break fear is to break the totalitarian power structure, resist and propose the alternatives from the perspective of women. That was Yolanda in August. You think about it, I have a lot, especially now that some people try to define fear and decide who's on this side and who's on the other one. When we have to face it, I think, in the mirror and around us all the time. Dr. Shehrzad Mojab is an academic activist. She teaches at the Department of Adult Education, Community Development and Counseling Psychology at OISE, the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education of the University of Toronto. Among her areas of teaching and research are anti-racism education, critical and feminist pedagogy, social justice and equality, feminism and nationalism, women, state, globalization and citizenship, and women, violence and learning. She is the editor of Women of a Non-State Nation, the Kurds, and the co-editor of Property and Propriety, the Role of Gender and Class in Imperialism and Nationalism, which are also outside in the bookstand, where you can find Tariq Ali's books and Shehrzad's books. We, I am certain, are going to be challenged by this presentation. If you came here to listen to what you already had in mind, you came to the wrong place. Thank you, Shehrzad.